first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scora says there has to be accountability.
On January 21st, Trump will be a regular U.S. citizen, subject to all the laws of the country, no longer shielded by the office of the presidency. It is an imperative that he and many of his family members be indicted at both the state and federal levels for the many crimes they committed, both before and during his time in office. For almost 50 years, Republican officials at the highest levels of government have evaded accountability for an incredible array of crimes, from Nixon to Reagan to Bush 2 and Cheney to Trump. These have been the most glaring examples of white privilege in the country, with virtually no one held accountable for an incredibly brazen acts of corruption, war crimes, and treason. If Trump is allowed to get away with his dozens of crimes, many of which he committed in full view, it will be clear that not only are we not a democracy, but not even the semblance of one. And without accountability, the right wing will continue to commit even worse crimes. There is no bottom for their depravity, and as they have shown in the past couple of months with their attempted coup, they have no respect for the rule of law. They are completely unprincipled and only care about one thing, power. And only removing their power in the harshest and most concrete way, by indicting them and forcing them to serve prison time, will alter their behavior in any measurable way. Even though Mueller ultimately failed in his responsibility to clearly highlight Trump's crimes, he left enough of a trail for state and federal prosecutors to follow. Here's hoping that they have done so in earnest and are ready to indict the worst president in U.S. history the day he becomes an ordinary citizen.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay Area. If you would like to hear this or other pieces again, go to ksqd.org/first-person-singular. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.